the mother of all botched invasions.
I have emphasized before that this was a struggle of Cuban patriots against a Cuban dictator. While we could not be expected to hide our sympathies, we made it repeatedly clear that the armed forces of this country would not intervene in any way.
Remote control regime change was not just invented yesterday to deal with the Gaddafis, Milosevic's, and Saddams of the world. 50 years ago this week, the Bay of Pigs invasion that didn't topple Fidel Castro, Kennedy's little quagmire. The Bay of Pigs affair and the dogs of war it unleashed. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Regime changes attempts 50 years ago. We'll have a couple of discussions of what the Bay of Pigs incident means today, and also a check-in on the attempts to change regimes there in Libya on this Friday, April 15th. It is not tax day, folks. You've got a couple more days to get your taxes done. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. There's always a catch, as the saying goes, or the devil is in the details. Well, what is not in the details of the budget bill that is going to be signed by President Obama today is $38 billion in cuts we were told were in there. The Congressional Budget Office says this morning that only $350 million will actually be cut from this year's budget, because 99% of the cuts are to money that only exists on paper. For instance, money not used by the Census Bureau this year is going to count as one of those cuts. 59 House Republicans voted against this bill, meaning House Speaker John Boehner needed Democratic support.
This bill's not perfect. It's no cause for celebration. This is just one step.
Congress moves on to another budget battle today. The House will now vote on Republican Congressman Paul Ryan's 2012 budget proposal that contains massive cuts to Medicare and Medicaid. President Obama released a statement with his French and British counterparts that says the military campaign in Libya will continue until Muammar Gaddafi leaves power, a show of unity coming as a fractured NATO meets for a second day in Berlin to try to find a unified strategy in Libya. Protests are once again coming together in countries across the Middle East this morning. Protests are planned in several cities across Syria today. This morning, Human Rights Watch says Syrian security agents have arbitrarily detained and tortured hundreds of people since the pro-democracy rallies began in Syria last month. In Yemen, some estimate as many as 3 million people will participate in protests throughout that country today. Right now, tens of thousands of pro- and anti-government protesters are filling the two main squares in the capital of Sana'a. In Iraq, hundreds are now marching to Baghdad's main square, despite a government ban on protests. And in Bahrain, in the Gulf, the Sunni monarchy, appears to be pulling back from plans to dismantle the main Shiite opposition group after international criticism. Japan's government has ordered the owner of the Fukushima nuclear plant to pay $12,000 to every household forced to evacuate during the nuclear crisis. Roughly 48,000 households are eligible for what's being described as just an initial round of compensation. The head of the U.S. air traffic system has resigned after several air traffic controllers were found sleeping on the job. Georgia's legislature has passed an immigration bill similar to an Arizona law being challenged in court. And a World Bank report says rising food prices have pushed 44 million people into extreme poverty worldwide since June. World Bank leaders are now meeting in Washington. Asian and European markets are mixed this morning. Futures are down on Wall Street as China announced a 9.7% growth rate, but it also reported a three-year high in inflation. The Dow gets underway at 12,285. The S&P opens at 1,314. And with the worries about management at Google, the NASDAQ opens at 2,760. Coming up this morning, we look back on the history of the Bay of Pigs invasion. 50 years ago, we talk with someone who was there as part of the invasion force, how he was trained, what were his expectations, and we'll also look at how the Bay of Pigs may have affected subsequent U.S. interventions. One of those situations, Libya. We're going to take a look at the latest, including the current debate over how to deal with Muammar Gaddafi. That conversation in just a few minutes.